and good evening, and welcome to the Lorain County High School Football Coaches Preview Show. Rob Polinski, Rocco Nucci from AM 930 FM 100.3 WEOL. And we are live tonight at Railroad Brewing Center Station. It's on 820 Center Road, Route 83 in Avon. Thanks to Tom and Christy Wagner for having us and having the Lorain County High School Football Coaches Preview with us here tonight. Rocco, it's great to be here. Looking forward to hearing from all the coaches in the next 3 hours or so.
New year, new season, and a new venue here at Railroad Brewing Center Station in Avon. Awesome place to have this event, and this event room will be packed to the brim, I'm sure, before we know it. So excited to get this thing underway, Rob.
Yes, we are, and the 2023 season will get underway 2 weeks from Friday, as we will have Cincinnati-Princeton traveling to Elyria to take on the Elyria Pioneers. That will be our featured game on the radio on that Friday night. Stream 2 that night, we'll have North Homestead at North Ridgeville. That was a tremendous game last year.
Yeah.
And then our Medina County matchup will be Buckeye down at Cloverleaf. So we'll get right underway like we've done the last several years, Rocco. Three games on three streams plus the game on the radio. A lot to look forward to 2 weeks from Friday.
The only station that does it, as you so proudly boast now and again on the airwaves of WEOL. But, yeah, the frenzy is soon going to be upon us, and wouldn't have it any other way.
And joining us now is Scott O'Donnell, the veteran head coach of the Brookside Cardinals, to kind of get things kicked off. And, Scott, great to have you here with us. And you're kicking things off, so your thoughts on your Cardinals for this year.
Well, we're excited. We've had a good summer. Our numbers are up a little bit, which is excellent. We got a heck of a freshman class coming up, 20-plus kids in that class. So we're going to be in the 40s this year, which is a great step up for us. So we've had a good summer up to this point, and we're looking forward to our next couple scrimmages and having a great 2023 season.
So I know you got to be excited with that many kids in one class in today's day and age. That doesn't happen very often. Are you surprised at the amount, and how important will it be now for this year to keep those 20-some freshmen interested in coming back out for football when they're 10th, 11th, 12th graders?
Exciting, yes. And yes, that's a big part of it, is keeping them on board. They have a really good class. They won the middle school class, our conference, our LC8 conference down at the middle school level. And they have some players. So they're going to have some guys that are going to be helping us this year in different capacities. But hopefully most of them, it's our first year since I've been there, we're going to be playing JV. So hopefully most of those guys will get their reps down at that, you know, down at that level. And hopefully they have a lot of fun and continue to do that. And so, which is great, because we haven't had that to this point. They've all had to play varsity, and asking those kids to play against 18-year-olds is, I always say, everything. You know, once you get into the season, it's not fair to ask those kids to do that. We need to do that when you got 30-some kids, and hopefully we won't need to do that too much anymore.
Coach, with more kids this year, how does that help with, you know, the smoothness of running practice and drills and going through plays? I got to imagine just having more depth and having more kids to rotate in makes that a little more of a smoother process.
Going out there, you know, I've been at some other places, we've had bigger teams, and just going out there and having both sides line up and having numerous kids outside, it creates a great problem that we have now, like guys out and about and trying to get them in. And so it's good. It's really good. It picks up the coaches, and it picks up the other players, and the intensity and energy has been second to none compared to the other last couple of years.
One individual I got to ask you about, Ben Montgomery. What's the ceiling for him this year? What was his summer like, and what are kind of your expectations for that young man?
Well, Ben's a heck of a player, you know, a returning All-State guy that we're going to look to get the ball to in many different capacities. You know, you're going to see him basically probably just about every position on offense with the exception of the offensive line. So defenses have a tough time trying to focus on him, and I think we've surrounded him, and we have a couple offensive coordinators who are working to put some weapons around him, and they have done that this summer in our 7-on-7s, and you know, we're trying to get the other guys going so that it takes some pressure off of Ben. It's just not Ben. So, but we're expecting big things from Ben, and not only on offense, but on defense, too. He's a heck of a football player on defense as well.
Scott O'Donnell joins us, the fifth-year head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. And, Coach, I say that because it kind of leads into my question. Now that you're in your fifth year at Brookside, you know the kids, they know you. Everybody that's played there now that's in high school has been there since you've been there. How long does it take to kind of develop that relationship between you and the kids and vice versa, maybe that trust, knowing each other? Are you in a good spot now that you're in your fifth year?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you go through a season as we did last year, we were 1-9, and you have periods of frustration, obviously, especially after it's your fourth year, and you start to rethink things. And then you have a class that comes up like this, and it makes you kind of get realigned in your focus. And, you know, we talk about culture all the time, you know, from the weight room to taking it outside on the football field, and it's important. You know, the kids got to buy into what you're doing, you know, and we haven't had a ton of wins. And they do. They're excited, and I think, you know, they're seeing forward, you know. And we got a heck of a senior class, too. We've had our, you know, we got 10, 11 kids in the seniors. So that's the biggest class we've had for a senior class since we've been there. And they're doing a nice job leading the football team, so which is very important, is, you know, day in and day out, having those guys out there and leading those younger guys, because that's going to be a big thing this year, too, looking up and seeing those guys doing the right thing, when they're supposed to do it and how they're supposed to do it.
So with this veteran senior group, real young freshman group, I guess the obvious question is, how are you in the sophomores and juniors? I'm assuming that's a little bit of a thinner group.
Yeah, sophomores are real thin. I think we have four or five guys as juniors coming up, I should say, juniors. Sophomores are a decent group. I think they're about 10 to 15 in that group. So pretty good class. You know, together we're going to be around that 45 number, which is good, and we're excited about that.
1-9 a year ago, not trying to put a number on it or anything like that. Obviously, you want improvement. Your kids want improvement. You all know that. How do you go about that, and do you think that's attainable this year?
Well, you know, you can't. You got to focus one at a time. You know, our game against Brooklyn, they're a heck of a football team. They're coached. Coach McFarland does a nice job with those guys, and that's what we're focused on right now, getting over to and beating Brooklyn game one. And got a couple tune-ups, you know, earlier on to do that with the scrimmages against Bay and against Vermilion. So we're looking forward to those, and it's one at a time. You know, you take one at a time, and you go through that schedule. And then we get into the LCA. The LCA is tough. Week in and week out, it's a battle in the conference.
What do you look for in those scrimmages, Coach? Well, what's maybe one or two things in particular that you're hoping to extract from your guys in those scrimmages?
So we're looking, you know, up front is going to be a key for us, and it usually is.
Always is.
you know, so we're looking to establish who those guys are, mm-hmm. and how they're going to play, and kind of putting their foot down. I think it's going to be a group that's probably been the best since I've been there. But they got to show it. You know, they got to play. We got decent numbers there and some depth, and it's just them playing. And I think they will. And then, you know, in the skilled spots, it's just doing some things and getting those guys start getting them focused in into what we want to do throughout the season. You know, you don't go crazy in scrimmages showing them everything, but, you know, getting our philosophy set on offense and defense and, you know, special teams to a certain extent, because you don't do a lot of special teams in those scrimmages. But, you know, setting our foot down and showing people and for us figuring out our identity.
Well, you tell me every week, Coach, when we talk on the forecast show, it's one in the trenches. I mean, you tell me that every single week pretty much, and I know you talked about looking for that in the scrimmages, but do you think you'll be fairly solid up front on both sides this year?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're really we come back with a lot of experience at our skilled spots, and I think, you know, up front we'll have – some young guys, but, you know, Aiden McLaughlin's a guy that's going to be back. He's been playing for us. This will be his fourth year, you know, playing for us. We have a kid, Carter Schuster, coming up. He's going to only be a sophomore, but he's a big guy. He's going to be our center. And then Blake Walls will be a senior. And then, you know, we got some other guys battling for those other spots. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. We're athletic there, and we have more than we've ever had, and we're excited about that spot.
Scott, before we get into the LCA, just, you know, your first, I know you go one at a time. That's what coaches do. Rocco and I don't have to do that. So you're looking at your non-conference
schedule. I'm sure you're not going to let me do that.
But just looking at your non-conference as a whole, you see you got Brooklyn, you're at Huron. We all know about that great program. You've got Fairview. So I would think that's a pretty good gauge going into the LCA where this team may or may not be.
Yes. Those three games, we should have a good record coming out of those three games. You know, and all three, Brooklyn's talented and athletic, and we're going to have to play well to beat them. Huron, you know, they're a playoff team, and we're going to have and we go out there. So we're going to get tested out there in, you know, week three. Fairview, that's a new opponent for us, and they'll be well tuned. I think they were a little down last year, and they come to our place. So nice three games, you know, see where we are before we get into the LC8.
What do you think of the LC8?
I think the LC8 is a bear. Since I've been here, it's been a war week in and week out. You know, it's going to be a battle to see who that, you know. Firelands will be good. Coach Morgan does a heck of a job with Columbia. They'll be back. You know, they had a heck of a team. They lost a lot last year. Coach Griswold does a great job with Keystone and Kyle over at Black River. So it's a battle. Week in and week out, it's a battle. And anybody can get that at any time. And hopefully we're going to get our name in that ring. You know, Brookside's going to be that name that some of those other guys are going to start talking about a little bit too.
Well, that's all I really had for him, Rob. I mean, looking at the schedule, we got you on October 20th. You guys will be at Clearview, so that should be a pretty good game on WEOL. You guys going to Clearview to round out the regular season. Obviously, you're not looking that far ahead quite yet, but it should be a fun year.
Yeah, they're going to be at Mike's. We saw them in a 7-on-7, and they're very athletic. Quarterback and their skill is really good, so they're going to be a heck of a football team.
Good. All right, that's Scott O'Donnell. Should we take a break and then bring in Brian Fox,
the
head coach of Lee Leary? Okay, we're going to take a quick timeout, then we'll bring
in
Brian Fox, the head coach of Lee Leary Pioneers. We'll get Brian Fox on right after this timeout. You're listening to the Lorain County Coaches Preview Show. We're live from Railroad Brewing Center Station in Avon. We're on AM 930, FM 100.3. Rocco, we're online all the time.
At WEOL.com.